This is Take Care, a conversation on health and wellness produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Catherine Loper.
And I'm Jason Smith. We came across the work of our next guest after a recent article in Slate published this summer. If you want to read more, it's called Alone in the Dark, Why We Need More Children's Books About Suicide and Severe Depression. And that's what we'll be talking about now. Our producer Leah Landry spoke with Erica S. Pearl. Pearl is a writer of novels, picture books, chapter books, and more.
Thanks for being with us, Erica.
Thanks for having me.
I want to start off by asking about your latest novel, All Three Stooges. Could you tell us a bit about the book?
Sure. All Three Stooges, I should say, spoiler alert, it's not about the Three Stooges. It's a novel about two boys who are seventh graders and are best friends and are obsessed with comedy. And it's about how their friendship falls apart in the wake of an unexpected tragedy, the death of one of the boys' fathers by suicide.
And the inspiration for this book actually came from a personal experience, right?
It did. I mean, I was writing a book about boys' friendships, and I knew that there was going to be a death, and I had a friend who had died years ago from suicide, and he was the father of one of my daughter's best friends. And so when I was thinking about kind of how to put the novel together, he just kind of kept coming to mind, and I started thinking about writing about the experience of a friendship between a child who had lost a parent to suicide and a child who had no experience whatsoever with that.
And did you think it was an important story to be told?
I did in a couple of different ways, both because suicide is unfortunately all around us. It is a leading cause of death, and it's such an incredibly painful and personal thing for the families affected. But then there's also a ripple effect in many communities. And I think it's something that's rarely talked about, especially with children. So I wanted to take that on, especially for this age group, because I think kids who are, you know, the age of my characters, which is 12 and even younger, can actually grapple with these issues and want to know more about and deserve to know about mental health and mental illness. And also I wanted to write about the experience of how suicide can touch the lives of people several, as I said, there's this ripple effect, so several steps beyond the immediate family. So that's sort of what I ended up writing about.
Yeah, you did quite a bit of research for the book, interviews, volunteering at a grief camp, even getting feedback, of course, from both adults and kids. What did you gather from that experience?
You know, it was interesting because, as I said, I was personally affected. I lost a friend, and I'm still friends with his widow. And so that's a family that's still part of our lives. And I also had to kind of deal with it with my children, which is something I talked about in the article, kind of how to talk to kids about something you really don't want to have to talk about with your kids. So I had dealt with it personally, but that's one person's experience. And in writing a book, I wanted to know more and kind of widen that circle. So I started doing the research. And the thing that really struck me is how individual grief can be and how, you know, while there are certain universal themes I came across, many kids and parents talk to me about survivor's guilt and about feeling, you know, uncomfortable telling people about their experience and worrying about being judged and all the kind of stigma that goes with it. But then each situation is different and each child and family grieves differently. One of the things that really struck me when I went to grief camp, many of the kids who had been affected by violent deaths like suicides might not have had the words to talk about what they were going through, but they could express it creatively in all sorts of ways. Kids found outlets through drumming and through theater and through sports and through all sorts of ways of just physically getting those very difficult emotions kind of out in the air. So it was really interesting, particularly when I was writing about boys, to kind of think about the physicality and the ways in which their grief could express itself.
You actually wrote in Slate as well that when you started to pitch the book, you had kind of a different experience than you were used to. Could you expand on that?
Sure. I mean, the interesting thing was that my editor was with me all along. When I talked to my agent and to my editor and to everyone in publishing about what I wanted to write about, I encountered no resistance. I encountered nothing but support and encouragement, which was wonderful. It was more that when the book came out and I took it out to the audience, and mostly to gatekeepers, frankly, to people who are in a position to share books with kids, some of them kind of expressed reluctance about sharing the book widely with kids. Sort of a fear, I think, in particular situations where people worried about parental pushback. The idea of showing a book to a kid about suicide when a family hadn't really broached that subject with the child themselves. And it was expressed to me that maybe it would be better if parents kind of made the judgment about whether they would pick this particular book because they might not feel their kids were ready for the topic, even though those kids may be eager and ready to learn about the world in an age-appropriate way.
Right. Do you find that there's sort of a difference or maybe a discrepancy between the availability of books about suicide and maybe death, even mental health issues, between older kids that are really in that young adult novel category and those who are a bit younger, like 10, 11, and 12?
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's interesting because it's almost like there's a bright line created at 13. And that's why this was sort of an interesting challenge in writing this book, because I'm writing about kids. The kids in my book are Jewish and they're on the cusp of their bar mitzvahs in this case. And they're being told that they're getting ready to become adults, quote unquote. And I think kids all over are told that 13 is this big step. You know, you're getting ready for high school and you're getting ready for bigger things. And in young adult novels, suicide is not a topic that is shied away from. It's a topic that is addressed in great detail by some really talented writers. And there's lots of good stuff out there. It's not a topic that is avoided. Middle grade novels, which are novels that are written for kids that are more in the kind of 8 to 12 year old space, that's much more kind of closely guarded. And that's where I found there was more of a sense of, you got to be really careful with this kind of topic. And I agree with that. But I also think that that doesn't mean you shouldn't talk about it. I don't think you should cavalierly toss a suicide into a book where it's completely out of context. But I do think that it's a topic that kids that age need to encounter and deserve to encounter, especially kids who are affected by it obviously need to see themselves in books and need to understand that their experience is normal, is shared. But also kids who haven't experienced this, you never know when it's going to come across your path. I have friends who have lost neighbors, have lost babysitters, have lost teachers in their lives to suicide. And that kind of thing you don't plan for, and all of a sudden you're trying to talk to your fourth grader about it, and you don't have anything. So it seems to me that it exists in life, and it should be there in books.
Yeah, I mean, obviously having a child read a book about a tough subject isn't a placeholder for having that conversation, but do you feel that these kinds of novels really serve as a jumping-off point for those talks?
I do. I mean, I found that both as a parent and as an author. I think that it's great to have a book that your child reads and that you read as well, and that it can start a conversation. Especially if it's a topic that you're not sure how to kind of navigate your way into it, suddenly it's there and you can talk about it from the remove of talking about a character. So I think that's really helpful. You know, I think it's great if families are comfortable talking about these topics and, you know, with or without books. But I think that a lot of times, my understanding from my bookseller friends is that parents often show up at the bookstores and say, I don't know how to begin. And books can be a really great way to guide kids. And it's a funny age because kids really do choose their own books at this age. It's not like with a little kid where you can read the book to them. But my understanding or my experience personally is that if you leave books around, kids will sort of find them. And if you start talking about them or maybe read a little passage from them or tell them about it or kind of sell the book to them by talking about what's cool about it, kids may dip in and then you're at a point where you can have that conversation.
Thanks so much for taking the time to join us today, Erica.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for having me.